Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham, here from Los Angeles, California, where we are having untraditional weather. I know that there are people in the New England parts of the U.S. that have what I don't even know what it is, a bomb cyclone or something. I just have seen lots of pictures online of, you know, crazy snow, blah, blah, blah. But we are getting some rain here, and I had a fantastic day. I feel like it's hard to take these. I had a fantastic day. I'm in the union, so for radio, which means that I get screeners whenever it's award season.
Oh, good for you!
I know. And so we watched a little Shape of Water, and then a little I, Tonya, and just sat back on the couch. It was originally supposed to be, you know, she was going to work on her computer and I was just going to hang out and I was going to watch the movies and then also do laundry. That was the game plan, but it easily settled into just sitting there cuddling up on the couch and watching movies, which, oh my God, is that glorious or what? And I was trying to think of why is it that I'm enjoying this so much, and it's so painfully obvious. It's because the kids are back in school, everybody. It's happening. The winter break is over. I don't know if you enjoyed it. I'm sure it always works out the same. I'm sure I said the exact same thing last year, where at the beginning of the year, you're super excited. It's going to be so great. You're in the holiday spirit. Or maybe you're not. Maybe more likely you're just like, oh, fuck, now they're going to be home all day, too. But we had a good holiday break, mostly because I'm now working at least 3 days a week, 8 hours a day. So I'm gone. And it was fun in the beginning. My wife, now that she's working from home, she was more interested in the kids going back to school. But I remember those days. I remember those days of the holiday break. And it's so magical. It's Christmas. And then come December 26th or 27th, you have your own advent calendar where you are trying to figure out and count down the days until school is done, or school is back, I should say. That's what you're trying to do and make happen. And there's no greater example of how kids could, I don't know how to say this, ruin it. Is it fair to say kids ruin a lot? They do. But I'm in this weird headspace, and maybe it's because, like I said before, I'm working.
Oh, so good for you.
So I just feel like, I don't know, I have this little voice in my head that's worried about being too negative about being a parent. But kids seem to ruin all things that you try to make either fun or relaxing. Like, and here's the thing. I know that there's some of you that are probably listening to this going, well, not everything, you know, and you have that moment. That's why we do moment of the week and not week of the week, because those moments are so fleeting. And here's my example. And I know I've told multiple stories like this, but it just cracks me up how it always seems to go the same way. We try to go on a walk with the kids. You ever done that? And it's supposed to be, oh, this is going to be so nice. This is going to be so relaxing. And it is in the beginning, but there's always got to, I don't know what it is about my wife that the kids have to bring something on the walk. Are you guys like this where you can't just go on a walk and, I don't know, have a conversation with your family or just enjoy the outdoors and walk around because, I want to bring this. So they got, Jacob got a lightsaber, like a Kylo Ren lightsaber, one of those plastic ones that when he flips it, it expands, and which is fun. What's fun about that is that you get to see him walking, running around, swinging the thing like he's a badass. You know what I mean? And he's doing moves, right? We're swinging it around, and they're just on the edge of cool. But in his mind, they're just epically awesome. You know, he is just kicking ass and taking names with this lightsaber. And then it quickly escalates to where he wants to play lightsabers with his brother. And then it's only a matter of moments before somebody has a head wound or is fighting because they hit them in the hand or any of that stuff. But they did actually also work out some stage choreography to fight, which we came out and watched in the backyard. That was fun. But anyway, so they want to bring lightsabers because this is the world we live in now as parents. It's the world of negotiation. I don't know how we stumbled into it. You know, we have the information era, the Bronze Age. Now we have the parental era of negotiation, where it's you no longer rule with an iron fist, even though I think we all should go back to that. And if you are that person who rules with an iron fist, more power to you. I worship the ground that you walk on, because the kids wanted to go outside and play lightsabers. Natalie wanted to take the kids on a walk, and the dogs too, because Natalie and I both, we like to go on a walk to relax, and I feel like we're 3 years away before we can leave our kids behind so that they could become morbidly obese and lost in their avatars, and we could go out and have some time to ourselves. Here's the thing. I don't want to make anybody self-conscious at all about their parenting. That's couldn't be further from what I want on this show. But you got to be like me a little bit, where you hope that you're not wrong about how you just, you know, like I said, the advent calendar to go back to school, a much larger advent calendar, maybe a New Year's Eve-esque countdown to, you know, how you get that app where you can count down to your cruise, just the countdown till they turn 18 and move out. I have that. And it's such a weird thing, right, in your head mentally, because I love them. I know I love them. And I'm not saying that because this is a public forum and I feel like I have to. I do love these kids. But, oh, God, imagine the days that could be had if they were away at college or just going out and fucking up their own lives. You're an asshole. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway. So we like to go out on walks, and you always have the best of intentions of going out there, having a good time. And that I think makes the child's hair on their neck stand up. They have a sixth sense of knowing when you're trying to have a conversation in the other room. That is when they need things or they need to show you things. They have a sixth sense. Also, when you are maybe a little tense from the holidays and you want to just, or you've been inside a lot and you want to get outside and enjoy the nice, you know, beautiful weather of Southern California, where it's winter and it's kind of rainy and wet and the air is a little thicker from the humidity, but it's still only about 68, 70 degrees, right? So you want to go enjoy that, and you want to take big, deep breaths and breathe in that fresh, smog, air-polluted air. And so they know that. And they know that moment when it just starts to set into. How come more kids don't seem to find that moment when you're about to have sex? That's not happened to me. Has that happened to you? Tell me about it. If you have 877-222-8323, I want to do a call-in show at some point about people having their kids walk in on their own sex. That hasn't happened yet. But on the next episode, speaking of which, I think I mentioned this last time, on the next Rachel episode, I'm going to talk about it. I had a very brief sex talk with Jacob. So that is a little bit of a teaser for you there. But where was I? Oh, they have the sixth sense of knowing when you almost have achieved that relaxation that you so desire, and then something happens. Now, for me, it's easier because I have what I call lots of triggers. I have lots of triggers that will trigger my short fuse, because as I just said to you for the past 5 minutes, how they want to bring something. They want to ruin a walk. And the bringing something, if your child is younger, just make it a blanket rule. There is no bringing anything to a restaurant. There is no bringing anything to on a walk. Because here's what happens. You will have moments where you will have a short fuse, right? And then you can bust out a tablet or a phone. But what you don't want to do is make that the norm. Not that I should get up on a soapbox, but I'm just saying, if just make it and then make it a treat. And then what happens is that when they do it and it goes bad, then you could say, see, this is why we don't do this. You could hit them with a good old fashioned parental passive aggressive guilt trip. It's a staple in all of our toolboxes and tool bags. But so they sense that something isn't right. And then Jack is the one. He comes to me and he hands me the lightsaber. Now, we go on maybe a 30 minute walk, right? We are at about minute 7 to 8 before that lightsaber hits me. And of course, nobody pays attention to the fact that I have announced like a soothsayer, like I'm Madame Cleo herself. I have that here, I think, right here.
Hello, how are you today?
Yes, I am very good, Madame Cleo. I'm Madame Cleo, where I can see the future And I say, we don't need to bring anything on the walk because all that's going to happen is that we're going to get out the door and then you're going to hand me something, right? And then let's not forget the fact that you've all seen that British comic. It's all over Stank Frosty with the Dad podcast. He pops up there from time to time. I'm sorry I can't pull his name, but that British comic who talks about just leaving the house before you had kids, you would literally just walk out the door. And now that you have children, there's always a shoe that needs to be found and all that stuff. So you're there in that headspace of like, soon there will be relaxation, and then you go out there. Now, a normal person, when the kid says, here, take my lightsaber, they will just go, oh, okay, and then they will continue their relaxation. But it fucks up my mojo because I go, but see, I said, do you not notice the fact that I saw into the future and I saw this happening? And everybody's like, blah, 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 whatever, Dad. That's my life. That's what it is to me. So now that Natalie has started working from home a lot more. Oh boy, howdy. Boy, howdy. She is full blown dark side. She is the one. Like, now we say things at the same time. And this is what supports my theory that you need to have a Freaky Friday, or as I've called the pissing in the fountain, because I saw the change up. Oh, thank you, Ryan. Ryan in the chat room just told me it's Michael McIntyre, is that British comic. You need to have that Freaky Friday piss in the fountain. If you haven't seen The Change-Up, watch The Change-Up. It's where they pee in the fountain and then they swap roles. And now that Natalie has swapped roles and she's become more of the homemaker and is here with the kids during the day, and she's choreographing numbers for the kids' variety show at their elementary school. Like, she is kind of putting me to shame, or at least going neck to neck with me. And so she, as soon as the little one goes to give me the lightsaber, she's there at the same time. We're echoing each other. No, you want to bring it. Now you got to carry it. Which is such a dumb thing, though, right? It's not lost on me that it is such a dumb thing for me to just carry the stupid lightsaber. It doesn't, but it's the principle. And this is what makes parents crazy, is that from the outside looking in, it's like, well, who wouldn't just carry their kid's lightsaber? But it's not just the lightsaber that we're carrying. It's everything else. It's all of the times that we made them exactly what they wanted for dinner, and then they wouldn't eat it. It's all the times that we try to plan a vacation built around what are their desires and their wants and wishes. And then they bitch and moan because the one part that they want isn't in there. It's all of that. It's all of that. And we have to choose these moments to fight back against our children. We push back against them in these moments where we say, no, you carry the lightsaber. Ha ha! Suck it, jerk. So then Jack begins. Now the war has happened. It is... It's going down for real. He's got to have the passive aggressive fight with he's now got to make his move. The ball is in his court. And so what does he do? Is he starts his pout. That's his go-to move. He starts to, you know, kind of go, "Oh, okay." And then he walks behind us, which is uber annoying too. It's just he's taking forever. So then you do the thing. Okay, come on, get up here. Come on, I don't want to carry it. We aren't supposed to always fight with him. That's what Jessica just said in the chat room during Parenting Wrong. No, if you are, then I am too. And I would venture a guess that 90% of the people that listen to the show are also doing it, quote unquote, wrong. Because it is a war. It is, everything comes down to it. And it's such a, again, it's that dichotomy of it is a war of love. It is a weird, weird thing. And I say this about marriage, too. It's such a weird thing to love someone or something, however you want to define it, so much. And yet at the same time, have it be the thing that drives you the most nuts in your life, which one could argue. And maybe Rachel would dissect this and break it down for us, is that you it's because of that love that it's yanged with frustration. You know what I mean? The love is the yen. The yang is the frustration, and how to balance it out. That if why would I get so passionate about things that I don't really care about is my point. So the next time you find yourself in a war with your children and you fight, then you just remind yourself it's because I love them. It's not because I'm a bad parent. It's because I love them. If I didn't care, that would be something called neglect, and far worse, which we've actually found to be true thanks to people like Dr. Tina Payne Bryson with things like secure attachment. But anyway, point is now the wars happen. He's frustrated, upset, and he keeps saying, I don't want to carry the lightsaber. So Jack's new move, since he's been shot down. Pouting isn't working, so he escalates his game with what I call child oral water torture. And what that is it's a form of Chinese water torture. It's a variation, a spinoff, if you would, where it's just a slow eroding of noise into your ear. Yeah, that's true, too, Jessica. Jessica just said, truth be told, we don't fight all the time, and they're pretty great. So am I. I think we all have. I do. I really believe this. I didn't mean that to sound like defensive, but I do think we all have great kids. But it is weird when we fight with them. All right. I'm sorry. I got to focus in on what I'm saying here. But point is that it's like the wearing down where it's like, oh, I wish I didn't have to carry this lightsaber, which I hate that. Don't you hate it when they. And here's why I hate it. I hate it because you are 6 years old and you're playing some kind of mental mind game like you're going to outsmart me. And I don't like that. And I know that maybe I'm supposed to be a better person and more mature and just go, ah, he's being a kid. And I do understand that he's being a kid. But there's an element to treating me like I'm an idiot when I'm the one who provides everything for you and guides you through this early part of your life. But I'm stupid. You know what I mean? And you've already surpassed me. 6 years in, you've already figured everything out. You don't need my ass anymore. And so that's why you can trick me into things. But maybe there are moments that they have, you know, maybe we all sit on this high horse and go, you know, I don't fall for this stuff, but it's no, here's what it is. What I've decided is this form of like, oh, I wish, or the pouting and all that. This is the same as the stereotypical construction guy whistling at a girl in her ass or commenting about her tits. You know what I mean? Is that we all think that at some point it has to have worked, right? But I don't think it ever has. I haven't seen an instance that it has. It's worked out, you know, but I have seen instances where it's worked out with my wife. You know what I mean? When you lock it down after the fact, see, these guys are jumping. They're putting the cart before the horse. Once you've locked it down, then you can definitely get a little inappropriate with your comments. And I have found that that at least my wife, I was going to say ladies, how many ladies do I have? One, appreciate it. But point is, so now he's doing the oh, I wish. And I said, Jack, if you bring it up again, you're losing games, right? So then he gets frustrated and he takes the lightsaber and he hits like a bush. But it's not like a bush where it like, you know, it's one of those bushes that has like a long stalk with a plant, almost like a juniper, I think is what it's called. Those purple flower type things. And he just whacks it. He doesn't hurt it. He doesn't break it. But he's just, my son's got a temper issue right now. And I'm trying to help him work through it. So then I turn around and take the lightsaber. And as soon as I take the lightsaber, I realize you've lost. You became the chick who's like, oh, really? You really like my tits in this low cut shirt? You want to motorboat them? That's what I've accidentally done. And so I'm like, fuck. And I'm sitting there. So I go, just walk, you know, and I'm trying to look for my opportunity to give him back. And so now he has won the battle of the bulge and he's starting to take over. And my axis of evil is trying to push back against him. And then he does something else where, oh, he says he has to walk one of the dogs. Each of them have technically a dog, even though, of course, we're the parents. So we do everything, but he wants to walk the dog. So he comes back to say, can I walk Cookie? So I said, yeah, but take this. And so that's my opportunity to give him back. And then he starts into the, and then he starts with his pouting. And then he says to his mother, after I said, let it go with the lightsaber, you lose games for a day. Then it becomes, I don't want to carry this lightsaber. It's so heavy. Go, oh, all right, no games tomorrow. You're bad. Mess that up. And then now there's, you know, there's fake crying that goes involved now. You know, he's got to really up the game. And that's another thing is that crying will kind of tug at my heartstrings even when they're in the wrong. But the fake crying just really makes me angry. And it's so interesting how they're engineered. They're biologically engineered to not necessarily find the things that will tug at your heartstrings, which could technically work, but more to find ways of frustrating you, right, in their behavior. So now I have to do the message to the wife because my wife is not really good at seeing these signals. I think she misses them, you know, and so she's saying, like, come on, Jay, or something like that. I go, he's faking it. Like, and she's like, what? And I go, he's faking it. Huh? He's faking it. I don't hear what you're saying. Never mind, because then Jacob can't hear what I'm saying at all, because if Jacob hears what I'm saying and then I say it again and Natalie says what, then Jacob will tell me because he likes to be right and know the answers. So he will say it, and then Jack will hear it, and then now our whole game. You know, now we've got, it's like that movie, what is it, the Enigma Machine, or with Benedict Cumberbatch, where they figured out how to break the Nazi code, but if they stop all of the attacks, then the Nazis will sniff something out, and they'll know what's up. So you got to choose your battles when you've broken the code. So that was the one. Then, oh, that's the other thing. So then the last 5 minutes of the walk are spent where he's fine, he's dancing around, he's carrying his own lightsaber, no longer complaining, and you would assume, you would think that then that makes it better, right? That, oh, well, then now I've get at least get 5 minutes of relaxation. But no, because I am who I am, now I'm frustrated because this is the last 5 minutes of the walk, and now everything's fine, and then it makes all of the energy that we just went through dealing with the lightsaber and everything stupid. It makes it a total colossal waste of time and absolutely pointless. What's the other thing I want? Oh, you know what? Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll do a little suburban rage after this. Oh, hey, by the way, we broke 1,000 likes at facebook.com/dadpodcast. So please go there. There's surveys. There's a SurveyMonkey link up there. And then I also put a question up there, which seems to be exactly split. I put a question up on Twitter because there's a thing where I can get an app for the show where you can put an app on your Android phone or your iPhone, and then all of the episodes will just be there. So you would go to the app instead of, say, Stitcher or the podcast app or however it is you listen to podcasts, right? So there's an app that would be like your own dad podcast app, and it would have all your episodes there. And but it does cost money. And so I wanted to see if you guys would prefer that. And it's funny because the exact percentages are split via Facebook or Twitter. So the people on Facebook are in favor of it, to say 75% to 25%, right? While the people on Twitter are against it, 75% to 25%. So it's an exact match. But check that out. There's also, go to the dadpodcast.com when you get a chance. I want to start pushing that. There's that usual survey. If you've already taken it, no need to take it again. But if you're a new listener to the show, go hit us up with that survey because it gives me a demographic information for sponsors that are coming on board that I can share. It also, you know, gives you a chance to comment and tell me what you like about the show and rank things that are important to you, all that stuff, yada, yada, yada. But we broke 1,000 likes on Dad Podcast. So I want to thank you guys for liking us on social media because that helps with sponsors. They like to see us have a social media presence. And then also what I'd like to do is get 1,000 followers also at the Dad Podcast Twitter and on Instagram. And if I haven't said this, I don't think I said this here, but if you don't already follow me on any of those, you need to go check it out. Especially, I think the Instagram would probably be the easiest to find it, or maybe on Twitter. But Natalie wanted to take a selfie in front of the Christmas tree. And we did a thing where we went to take a selfie and we hit that age, I guess. Even though I'm 30, I'll be 39 in a couple weeks. She's only 38. We hit that age where we're now the video where it's grandparents figuring out Skype. Because you have to go look at our faces. It is not posed. It is nothing. It is just two people who should be much more technologically savvy than what that picture seems to dictate. All right. So check that out there and give us a follow on either one of those. And if you follow us on Facebook, especially on Twitter, too, turn on notifications because anytime I go live, I put a post up there, too. So you can get a little banner that'll come up on your phone and you can listen live via the MixLR app on your smartphone.
That BTA bitch giving you the stink eye. The drive-thru just screwed up your order. And your neighbor's Yorkie Terrier doesn't stop fucking barking. That's right. You don't have real problems. It sounds like you have suburban rage.
Jessica in the chat room says, perhaps you need to be more active on your social media platforms with what could only be described as 4 question marks, which I think is the equivalent of a mom yell via the internet. I feel like I don't understand, but I feel like I'm pretty active. If you hit me up with a comment or a message, I am there. Like I respond to everything, you know. So the only other thing I could think of is that if you're looking for more content or something like that, then I will work on that. But I'm very accessible, especially via email, show@thedadpodcast.com. So I don't know, send me an email and let me know if I'm not on top of my game enough And again, it's not because of lack of interest. It's that thing where I think I'm not in a right headspace for social media. I don't know if you could relate, but it's like I do a show, right? So I do a show and I'm one could be described as a professional entertainer.
Oh, good for you.
But the problem is that I don't know what people would that people want to hear or see from me. You know what I mean? Like, is it really? I feel like it'd be obnoxious. Like, hey, look, it's me, and my family. Here's a video. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. The Suburban Rage I want to talk about is two things. I don't know. You know what I should have done is let me grab this here. Is we went out. This is a while ago. We went out for a holiday party for Natalie's work, right? And they had a band there, and it was a very let's see. At Dad Podcast is the Instagram. I need to stop being distracted by the chat room. At Dad Podcast is the Instagram. My private one is private. Yeah, it's Justin Comedy. But at Dad Podcast. Everything is at Dad Podcast. But we went out to this holiday party and they had a band there and they were just, it was, I don't know how to say that. I'm trying to find a way to make this sound where I'm not sounding old because I just talked about how I look like a grandparent figuring out Skype, but it was loud. It was so loud. And I don't know if you're like me, but why? Why is it that we live in a world where you can't go out someplace? Because then what happened was it pushed everybody out into the lobby because the band was loud, right? And there was like eight people dancing. Now, you've had DJs in there before where there was probably 30, 40 plus people dancing. It's not a huge company that she works for. So we're all out in the lobby. And what are we all doing? We're all chatting. We're all talking. We're having drinks, right? So then people are like, well, we got to get out of here. So why would we pay for overpriced drinks here when we could play for overpriced drinks someplace else? And so I was like, oh, man. So we go to a bar. And it's an old school whiskey bar. And I've been there on a weeknight before we went out to our favorite Italian place to eat dinner. We'd showed up early for the reservation and we decided, oh, well, we'll go jump over here and then I'll get a little old fashioned or maybe some bourbon. And then we could go enjoy dinner. And so we're sitting there and it was nice and quiet, you know, just some subdued music that's playing in the background, something nice, you know, and it was nice. And then, but not that now we're back on a Friday night. And all of a sudden, it's just, it's this, right? But it's about right here. So you, and I'm not exaggerating that I'm a guy who likes pop music. But it's got to be up here all the time so that everybody who is within a 5-inch radius, you have to, you even though this is just an acquaintance or maybe someone you barely know, you have to lean in and really get a whiff of their alcohol-induced body odor because it's a lot of people in a small space. So there's sweating involved. You're uncomfortable. You're paying 300% for booze. And this is a good time. And to think, well, you want to do this because when I was in my 20s, this is what I would do. This was fun when I was in my 20s, right? Guess what? When you were in your 20s, you were stupid. You were stupid and you were young, probably without a lot of money, and you didn't know that you could go to your house and you could get a nice bottle of whatever or learn to make your own cocktail and you could hang out in your backyard at a fire pit. But you can't because even if you get a sitter, the kids are inside and it's too close. So that now you're back. You're back to this and you're here and you're not talking about something to try to get this chick to come back with you. You're talking about mortgage rates and 401ks and career plotting, but at this level, constantly. You're constantly screaming at this level to this person trying to have a mature adult conversation while Jason Derulo is killing his octave range, jumping all over the place. And there's no dance floor either. So it's just here, constantly here, and all so that you could get up the next morning. No matter how late you stay up and try to recapture your youth, you still have to get up the next morning and deal with the kids. And it makes the next day horrible. And it's not as much fun. it's just frustrating to me. I wish that there was a place like, and this, and I don't know if there's not enough of you. Jessica even said in the chat room that she goes, I guess she's stupid in her late 40s because she likes to go out. But I'm assuming that's what you mean by that, Jessica. It's so if that is you, then my transition is complete. I not only do not know how to take a selfie with my own cell phone, even though they were invented within my lifetime. But now I just get so frustrated when it's loud in a bar. I just want to have an alcohol. I'll even pay a lot of money. I feel like you could, if you have ladies' night, why not have a parents' night at a bar where you could go maybe knock down the cocktail prices by $2 or $3 a pop. And then you go in there and I'm telling you, you would pack that place. And here's the thing. If you knock down that $2 or $3 price on the cocktail, I bet you get people who are having 4 or 5 cocktails, because the difference between a 22-year-old and a parent in their late 30s, 40s, or even 50s is that they can handle their booze for the most part, right? When we go out, you could throw back 3 or 4 and still be fine. It's not a new place for you. You got a little bit more disposable income where you can afford those kinds of things than what you did in your 20s. So you're more likely to spend more. And you like a little bit of a higher quality item, right? I can't be that far off. The other thing I want to talk about drove me nuts. Ryan says Justin yelling at whippersnappers to get off his lawn. Am I sounding that old? Am I really? Here's how my brain works too, is that I'm sitting there. I imagine like so many of you are listening to this and you're going like, oh, I know, right? Like, I really don't want to do that, because I would so much rather. If you had a, like, here's the thing. How about this? How about have a bar and then have a patio area, right, where there's no music playing whatsoever, or just at a low decibel. I get it that if it's silent, it seems awkward and dead. I just feel like, why is it that we live in a world where you can't have a middle ground? You know what I mean? Like, just and play, work in some Led Zeppelin in there, or some Queen. You know what I mean? Some, what's one I heard today? I heard some Michael Jackson today in the dentist office, which is a whole other Suburban Ridge situation for me. But you know what I mean? Just work in just a level, a little roar, a little elevator level decibel that people could talk over and it's fine. I just don't understand why it has to be so loud that you can't talk, because then as a guy who talks for a living, it blows out my voice and I can't handle it because I'm a colossal puss. I guess that's what's happened. Really what happens. This is just an epic fail all around. I'm a loser. But here's the thing. Like many things that I talk about on this show with parenting, what you get to walk away from is know that you're living a greater life than at least somebody. You know, I have been the midnight Walmart visit for you and your social life, because you could go out. But I mean, honestly, maybe I should make that a poll. How many of you would rather... I think that the only reason you do this, or maybe even prefer this, is because you either have the existence of walking, going on a walk to get out of the house and having a lightsaber fight with your kid, but not in the fun, like we're playing Star Wars way, but in the passive aggressive, trying to be a parent way that's annoying. Or you have, you know, crazy loud this, and you're trying to talk, right? So that's you. Those are the only two options that you're left with. And maybe that's why I sound old, because if you could just, you got a group of friends, you know, that are also parents. If you could just gather around somebody's fire pit in their backyard and just hang out, I think you would much, much rather do that. I really, truly believe you would much rather do that. And here's what I thought. I thought I was kind of alone on this, but Jamie Kaler, who does the Father Time podcast, and I did that stand-up show that I talked to you guys about, that it was a perfect stand-up show for parents that I want to take up on the... that I want to hopefully he and I could do on the road, is that, and he'll be on this show. He was the one who said, you know, I just want to go back and hang out by my fire pit. And while he's saying that, I was like, oh my God, he's saying what I'm thinking. And I thought I couldn't be alone, but it'd be so funny if I am. It'd be so funny. Beer is cheaper at the neighbor's fire pit. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Sports bar. No, Ryan. Ryan says sports bar in the chat room. Sports bar is not the answer, because they do the same kind of stuff. How? Here's the thing. What sounds more... hipster, just want to enjoy a drink and a conversation in your bar genre? Sports bar where you're going to have the game on. And that's the other double-edged sword of the sports bar, is that I'm trying to do a date night here, Ryan. I can't go out on a date night and have, you know, playoff football or whatever bowl game is going on over my wife's shoulder. And then I'm, you know what I mean? It's like, I'd be better off staring at her tits the entire night because at least she's my wife. But if I'm constantly checking in over her shoulder while she's talking to me, trying to look at the game and control my monkey brain, because and it's not even that I'm tuning her out or don't want to talk to her. So sports bar is no bueno. But again, going back to my genre point, is that what's more likely to be a ruckus room, a ruckus? Oh, this isn't helping. I'm using words. You weren't too far off with that whippersnapper term, by the way. I'm using words like ruckus. Who's causing a ruckus out there? Oh, get off my lawn. Is whiskey bar, which is now because we've got this whole bourbon and whiskey movement, everybody's way into that, you know. I just feel like that's the place. There's a place called Catcher in the Rye down here too, which is, you know, and all the drinks are named after, you know, authors and stuff. And so you'd think that would also, and that's okay. They got board games in the corner, but I don't want to go in there on a Friday night and have loud music. I don't mind talking over sound, other people talking, right? I don't mind that. Here's the thing. How about this then? If we live in a world where you have that, what is it called? The HSL setting or something, or ASL, I don't know what the term is, but anyway, I don't understand how this technology works. I'm cold and I'm frightened. If I live in this world, right, where we could, you're in the car. What I'm talking about is you're driving in the car, and if you get up to freeway speeds, it senses the volume in the car and it adjusts the level of the stereo. So why can't we have that exist for bars? Why can't you have a place where, you know, maybe it starts up here, right? But then as people start talking and doing this, it automatically adjusts and comes down. So that if it's a slow night and nobody's talking, it goes back up here. It's back up here. But if you're dealing with a packed bar, all of a sudden, it's just right here. Because if it's just right here, see, I could still talk to you. This is just a nice mix. And then we can even have the thing of like, oh my God, I love this song. Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah, and then you could talk about other songs that you like, and it becomes a conversation starter instead of a conversation killer where I have to go like this. Sorry if I annoyed you with my levels of Jason Derulo. But that drives me nuts. Here's the other thing that I had is I've heard many a comedian talk about the Adam Carolla also has a famous kind of rant about this. Is the garbage truck, where, you know, why does the garbage truck have to have a backup beep when it mainly is operating at 5 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? Like, who's out there? You know, that you need to worry about running over backwards and it's not making any sudden movements or anything like that. So the garbage trucks are insanely loud for when they operate, right? Well, what I would like to add is to that is, I don't know how this happens. And I hope everybody likes to bag on Los Angeles. I live in Burbank, which is the suburb. It's like, it's a typical suburb. It's desperate housewives. Is that the right term? I think it is. Yeah. Desperate Housewives are a show where, you know, they live in the, you know, Wisteria Lane, and it's very pretty, and we'll be in a bar and ask the TJ or manager to turn it down. That's funny, Greg. Greg said, I truly hope that at some point Justin will be in a bar and ask the TJ or manager to turn it down. We're not too far off. Here's the thing. If I looked around this bar and I saw a bunch of 40-year-olds, I would have probably gone up and said, hey, or at least taken a survey. You know, that's the other thing. You got these kiosks. Well, let me finish this idea first. So you got the garbage truck. It's supposed to be a nice suburban area. It's not as dumb, but the infrastructure is always bad. And this is where I feel like I relate a lot to what Adam Carolla talks about on his podcast, is that they're very efficient when it comes to taking your money. They've got cameras that can, you know, snap you running. They got laser speed detectors, radar speed detectors. But when it comes to impeding you from getting to work, they're very inefficient. So there's this main thoroughfare that I use to get to work, and it's Buena Vista is the name of the street. And there's two. There's Hollywood Way and Buena Vista. Okay, now Buena Vista is a little bit more of a residential thoroughfare. Like it's at least a 4-lane road, so it's one of those streets in your area that if you live on that street, you live next to a busy street. Like that's how I would define it, a very, very busy street. And like there's traffic at 5 o'clock coming down the street a little bit. So it's a Tuesday morning and the trash is out and the garbage truck is in the right hand lane of what is two lanes of a road that need two lanes of road. And they're dumping up trash. So now they've bottlenecked it into one lane at what time of day? 8:30. And all I want to say is, fuck you. Fuck you at 8:30 that you were collecting trash. You mean to tell me that there isn't 80 bajillion other side streets that you could hit up first? There's nobody that works for the water, sewer, and garbage department, or in our case, Burbank Water and Power. That's where it also handles the waste management, right? There's nobody that works there that can't sit there and go, hey, you know what we should do? Let's stay away from the major roads from, say, 8 to 9. Or even get it done by 8:15 and shoot for it. Now, because if it's an anomaly, sure. But if the route means that every time this guy's going by at 8:30 and he's just bottlenecking traffic, making people who are already late because their asshole kid couldn't get up early enough because they were used to sleeping in for the holiday break, and there's that whole fight to get back, you know, back to school, which is the other way that they ruin it. They ruin the sweetness of them going back to school by making it a colossal pain to get them up in the morning, don't they? But so there's that. But oh, now damn it, I should have written it down. I lost my train of thought for the bar thing, is to go up and ask them. I think what I was going to say, if there's a bunch of people in their 20s, I would do it, 40s. I don't know. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. If that's what it was. They have those Ziosks or whatever they call it, where you could play the bar games that nobody ever seems to use unless you're a vagrant or severely depressed and by yourself, I guess. I don't know. Why can't you have a survey on those, like, you know, that people can go up and vote to turn the music down? And you know what I mean? And then you just go up and just do a little vote. And then you can even tie it into the radio and have it automatically turned down. I'm telling you, somebody's going to figure this out. It's got to be a thing because millennials are huge, right? And eventually they're going to be parents and they're going to be the ones to invent this shit. And because our kids, I think, are technically millennials, you hold on. Greg just said in the chat room, that is actually a good idea. Like, I have good ideas, asshole. But no, they're going to be the ones to invent this, which is also part of how they ruin things. Our kids are going to ruin things, is that they're going to find a way to make parenting even better and going out even better for them. And that is also going to drive me up the wall nuts. All right, let's take a break and we're going to come back and do a little moment of the week.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the week, brought to you by Dad Gear. All your child traveling needs packed into stylish, practical perfection. Designed by real dads for real dads and moms. Don't be the guy with a diaper purse. Be the man with a Dad Gear diaper backpack. Go to dadgear.com and use promo code DADPODCAST at checkout for 20% savings. Made in the USA.
My moment of the week is Jack, my younger one. He's been challenging, and it might be very similar to the last moment of the week I did, because I've noticed that I'm working more, that either it's a lot of the same thing, because Jacob's way into the Legos and all that stuff. But Jack, the one that comes to mind, was he came in and we watched breakfast and we were going to sit down and watch the playoff football, and we were watching going to watch the Rams game, and he just cuddled up next to me, and it didn't break well for us, obviously, but it's just something nice and sweet of that kid coming in. And he does it on the weekends a lot, where, cause he's like a teenager, even though he's six, he always, he doesn't wear PJs, he likes to go to bed in his underwear, and they wear boxer briefs. So he's running around in his Ninja Turtle boxer briefs, and he's still got a blanket, cause you know, I can't break him of that. Not that I've tried really hard. Maybe that's a whole other thing to talk about next time, is that why is it that my wife is super obsessed with them hanging on to their blankets? Is your wife like this? You know, she wants them to hang on to blankets and stuffed animals. It's not a gender thing for me. I don't really care about the fact that he's a boy. I'm not trying to make him. I am trying to make him a man, but not, you could be a man and like soft things. All right. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just realizing that maybe I'm not a man, but I like soft things. You know, I like a pair of thieves underwear. It's a good pair. Duluth Training Company. I enjoy a good fleece blanket. You pussy. That makes me laugh. So he'll come and he'll cuddle up to me, and I get to just put my arm, and he's just that right size still at six, where he could kind of, you could drape your arm around him, and he just kind of, he fits right in there. Jacob, for my moment of the week, is we had some friends visit over the weekend, and it's kind of for both of them too, but Jacob, it's just because he's the older one, and they pointed out to me how sweet he is. And we went over, we had kind of like a college reunion. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm college educated, but I didn't graduate. I was the only one there who didn't graduate at this reunion party thing, and nobody else knew it. And it was funny because I had this moment where I'm like, does this mean I need to leave? Like, because what if they're thinking, well, then why the fuck are you here? But anyway, we go to this reunion, and everybody, Jacob is the oldest kid at 9. Everybody else has younger kids. Evidently, when you're a college dropout, you just go straight to starting a family. I just realized that. But anyway, and he's so good with babies. Like, he is so, like, there's a little baby, and the mom was, like, shocked. Like, she actually got to enjoy herself, I think, and kind of didn't really have to watch, like, have her head on a swivel like she's a mic back in a hook zone. She was paying attention to a conversation, and Jacob was walking around stairs, even, like, Jacob had her on the stairs, and he was sitting next to her, and I said, well, make sure you watch on the stairs. And he looks at me, like, even though he's only 9, but I swear, he looked like he was 27, and he just said, yeah, I know. Not in a, like, I get it, you know, douchebag dad way. Like, he said, yeah, I got it. And he was playing with her in the little bouncy house. He's got such a good heart. Even my friends commented this, you know, he's got such a good heart. And it's funny, because they said, you know, not that Jack's mean or anything, but, you know, Jacob, which is a fun thing to deal with as a parent. But I do wonder, I mean, I know they're different people, but I wonder if Jack will grow up to be that way. Hey, that's the show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. I had a lot of people sending great feedback. A lot of people chopping it up. I had a great conversation via email with him about, you know, suggesting I do Patreon and stuff, because they were talking about, well, he was shocked to hear that I only make about 100 to 200 bucks a month off of the show. And I don't know. I want to put this out there because I want to make sure I'm not having a negative Nelly attitude, but I did the paid model through PayPal, and a lot of you did it. And I'm not ungrateful for it, but it just wasn't enough to get me there to where I could do this and really focus in and give this everything that I want and take care of the bills. And there is a part of me, so if you feel this way, know that it is in my head too. There's a part of me that feels like it's a little presumptuous for you to think that this should be your job, asswipe. I get that, and I'm not saying that it is, but it is a weird thing where you have to have a Patreon. Like relationship where if I have good enough content for you guys, then in all likelihood, there should be enough people listening. And it seems to be that was what everybody liked in the survey that I put out too, was that they would much rather have commercials than pay for it. But maybe I'll figure out a balance. I don't know. But I appreciate everybody who's been reaching out and saying, hey, I love the show. I've been listening to it for a while and pitching me some ideas. I really, truly appreciate that. If you're new to the show, make sure you go to Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. It's our fan page run by our very own Butcher Drew.
All right, all right, all right.
Who, by the way, at this very moment, left me a little voicemail that I wanted to play for all you guys. You can leave a voicemail at 877-222-8323. Things I want to hear. If you have a question for me or want to get my take on something, or if you are having a marital spat, and if you can leave me a voicemail where you kind of quickly give me both sides of the fight, I'm happy to rule on it like a people's court before you end up in divorce court. But what I'd really like to hear is if you are out at the bar, as long as we don't have to hear in the background. But if you went out and had a nice rocking a buzz with your loved one and want to call in and leave a drunk dial message, I would love to hear that. But again, 877-222-8323. Here is Butcher Drew's voicemail. I said, here is Butcher Drew's voicemail.
Justin, what's going on, man? It's the Butcher Drew. Just calling to, I guess, just leave you a message because apparently nobody else is doing it.
Hurtful. I don't know why. I plug the Facebook group that you created. I don't know why you got to be hurtful like that, Drew.
So I don't know what that either says about me or you.
And again, I don't know why you got a double slap at me, my man. I thought we were friends. I thought everything was cool.
But anyway, man, it's good to have you back on a semi-regular basis.
I don't know what that means. Can we? Here's a new rule for voicemails. No passive-aggressive criticism. Or if you do, really lay it on thick, so at least it's funny.
Things on the Facebook page are going awesome. Again, we appreciate that community that you've helped us build. And tell Natalie, I said, hey.
Yeah, okay, so everybody follow what he did there? Everybody fuck. So he says some rude shit.
Man, it's good to have you back on a semi-regular basis.
Semi-regular basis.
Now, to be on the Facebook page are going awesome.
So there's a compliment, right?
Again, we appreciate that community that you've helped us build.
So it's like, oh, okay, it's a friendly guy busting balls. I don't know what that says. I don't
know what that either says about me or you.
you got all that. And then it's like,
that community that you've helped us build.
Oh, I've helped you build a community that you really enjoy, huh?
Again, we appreciate that community that you've helped us build.
Oh, well, that's absolutely nice. And then, but it's a setup. It's a setup. Don't act like I don't know what you're doing here, Butcher Drew.
And,
So, see, he's got to think about it, because you know what that...
And,
what that does is that gives him time for the shit-eating grin to fall upon his face.
And,
Because he set me up.
Again, we appreciate that community that you've helped us build.
And then he's looking at it. Here it comes.
And
then what's the closer?
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
What the fuck does that mean?
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
I don't understand why. I mean, why? I get it. Like, say hi to the wife. You know what I mean? That you say just in somebody, while you're leaving. But
tell Natalie I said, hey.
Am I reading too into his southern drawl here, people? Am I wrong? I feel like there's an innuendo.
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
I mean, she said she liked his Matthew. She likes his voice because of Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
So she likes that, right? But then why?
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
Okay. And then maybe you're sitting there going, Justin, you're being overly sensitive. He's just being polite. And Greg just said in the chat room, is it possible you're reading a little too much into this or not? Exactly. Thank you.
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
Because here's why. You can't really hear it. Let me see if I could turn it up in my little software here so we could get the exact sound that he makes with his mouth hole. What is that? What is that noise there? Is he giving like a six-shooter salute through the phone, or is that a kissy noise? Is he trying to wink at me?
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
What the hell?
Tell Natalie I said, hey.
So I don't know, but I think Butcher Drew is banned from listening to the show. That's what I think I'm going to go with. And I'm sure Butcher Drew will leave another voicemail weighing in on that as Greg is. And Ryan now. Ryan is doing, hey, Natalie, with a winky face emoji. Everybody stay away from my wife. All right. Everybody stay away from my wife. I'm going to go have a delightful lunch with her. Right. Meow. But thank you guys. In all seriousness, thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you for being you. I'm not supposed to mention it this episode, I don't think, but don't forget, you can go to sunbaskets.com/dadpodcast, $35 off. I just want to make sure that I'm taking care of those people because they specifically asked to advertise on this show, even though we don't have enough listeners for you usually to qualify for such things. And I think it's because, and they're right, I think it's because they believe that you guys will really love their product. And I am stoked. I think I'm supposed to be trying it in the next couple weeks here. I've done things like it where you get a nice meal and shipped to you and all that stuff, and the kids loved it. So I will let you know how that goes coming up later this month. And don't forget, 1,000 followers on Twitter, on Instagram. If there's things that you want to see on Facebook page, I'll take Jessica's note. If I need to be more involved, feel free to let me know. And the reason I'm not trying to put it on you, it's just clearly my instincts are off if that's the case. And I don't understand how that works, but my bad on that, boo. My bad. So this is Justin Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved one, and stay frosty, my friends.